Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Ron York, and it's 12:30 a.m. in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Coming to you live. This is a test broadcast. We've not had any broadcasts for nearly 2 years now, we think we're going to start back up again, but we want to test out the equipment and see what it was like. And sure enough, we've run into a few glitches, so it's good to know that we've tried it out. We know what the glitches are, so we can work on them. We'll only be on here. We probably won't be on here for the entire 30 minutes because it won't take that long to test everything out. But in the event you want to call in and talk, which probably nobody is aware of it because we didn't advise anybody in advance. But if you want to call in and talk, you can call area code 516-531-9305. Now, it's not a toll-free number. It will be when we get the program up and going, but tonight it's not because it's not set up like that. I had a lot of people ask us about why we quit doing the radio show, and part of it was it takes a lot of effort. Most people don't realize this. To put on a little one-hour show a week, it takes a lot of preparation and to writing the script and rehearsing the script and going over it. And then if you want to keep it timely, you know, you have to add everything at the last minute. So it eventually became very tiring. And then most of our listeners, at least as of 2 years ago, were primarily after the broadcast. We had very few live broadcast listeners. We had a bunch of people that would download it and listen to it after the fact. In fact, we had one where the show, there was only about 300 or 400 that listened to it live, but we ended up having 12,000 people listen to it over a podcast. So we were a little bit debated about whether maybe we should, record the shows and then put them up there. Whether they're not live, they'd be maybe a day old or something like that. But even that takes editing and all. There's certain advantage to the to doing it the way we're doing it now because of we broadcast it through Blog Talk Radio, and they clean up the and do all the post production work when we do it as a live broadcast. So there's a lot of advantage to that. So we'll probably go back to doing it that way. You know, we did have some that were taped, but we played them as live shows, and so they went through the same process. It usually takes about 30 minutes after the show's over before the podcast is available. I think it depends on how long it is, because we did quite a few shows in 2012, and they were two hours each. So we probably won't have any that length again unless there's some really special topic where we're going to take a lot of guests and a lot of call-in people to listen to it and visit. One of the things that since we've had the show that has really changed, we pretty much were in the mode of trying to just determine how to survive, to get by, really with no direction on what to do. We're just under attack by on the pensions and the health insurance, paid time off, and actually the overall pay in general. And we were mostly doing stuff what we call rope-a-dope. We're just trying to hang in there and last out. But things look a little different. In 2 years' time, I mean, it's kind of a little bit obvious where we're at and the changes that are going to have to be made, and a lot of people don't like them. But, you know, it's either change or die. And I think given that choice, most people would go with the change, because the change that was, we see it now from an economic standpoint, if we tried to move totally away from where we are right now, which is an artificial pricing for compensation for law enforcement, to a total market economy, we'd probably have a significant increase in what the pay was. Now, there might be less people in the industry. It'd be, a lot of it would be that we're currently doing with the uniformed police officers would be provided by civilians, and that's probably not necessarily a bad thing, but it's something that's certainly seems to get a lot of resistance. Nobody wants to wants to go along with that, but that may be the price we have to pay to get where we want to go. So That's probably the biggest change that's happened in the last 2 years. Now, we've been sending out articles and we've been writing short editorials, but not really a whole lot because we didn't really know which way to go. But I think in the last 6 months, it's kind of become evident what we're going to have to do. And I think probably the last big battles of where the very confrontational negotiations are probably behind us, and there may be a couple right now that are already started, but I think we're going to quickly move away from the confrontational method of negotiation to more of trying to do away with the barriers that keeps the market system from delivering the price. Kind of cold here tonight. We had a big snow Monday night, and pretty well closed down Interstate 25. So we got kind of our first dose of winter, and people here in New Mexico were all celebrating over football. Where I come from, Oklahoma, and in that area down there, Oklahoma and Texas, we're used to having winning football teams, but they're not used to it here in New Mexico. And last Saturday, New Mexico University of New Mexico, beat Boise State, and they beat them on the Smurf turf. So they're wearing that this week as a badge of courage, that they were able to beat this team, and so they've got some other teams to play. But it does look like they're now bowl eligible first time in 8 years. So they with the first bowl game of the season is always the New Mexico Bowl, which is held on University of New Mexico's home field. So it looks like this year they might actually get to play in the bowl that's played on their campus. So anyway, we're kind of rooting for them, hoping they will. Started looking at what the sound quality is when I'm showing it. I might tell you that I'm talking to you over an iPhone. We're switching over from using PCs and over to using Apple, but tried to log in with Apple and I couldn't get a satisfactory connection. So, and I think that may have to do with the internet connection here. Even though it's a very high speed, it's not necessarily the best or the most consistent. So that's something we'll have to look into. It may have to go to broadcasting over a copper wire, a landline through the phone company. I don't know if that's what it's going to take, but it may very well. I was trying to look, coming up on now. We're about halfway through. We're down to less than 7 minutes, and I don't believe anybody will call in. I mean, it would be a shot in the dark because I didn't put out any kind of a advance broadcast that this show was going to occur, and I'm doing it in the middle of the night. Where I don't really draw any people in, just that's out there just looking at the different internet radio shows. But I think we probably have probably pretty well accomplished everything I need to do tonight. This broadcast, which is not worth anything because there's no content to it, probably up for a couple of days and then I'll take it down. But I'll leave it up long enough to that I can check the sound and what we need to do to maybe improve the quality of it. And I'm looking there, don't see anybody that's called in, only me and nobody else. So I think what we'll do is at this point, I think we'll just go ahead and hit the exit button and head out of here. And if any of you listen to it, I appreciate you listening. If you have any comments or ideas, you can send me an email, and it's on the website there. But I'll give you, it's rjynegotiator@gmail.com. So if you're interested in giving me some feedback, what you'd like to see coming in the future, just let me know, and I'll be talking to you soon. Soon we'll have the show back up and running. We'll let you know when we'll have our first regular broadcast. So this is signing off, and let's see here. Yeah, nobody's there. It was a blink, but it didn't come up. So we'll sign off for tonight and see you the next time.